Alright, everyone, it's Mike Sam. It's Mike Sam. It's time for another Dr. Vargo podcast. So, it's Dr. Vargo. This episode will be reviewing WCW Spring Stampede 1984, which is a wrestling event produced by WCW World Championship Wrestling, based on April 17, 1984, from the Rosemont Horizon in Chicago, Illinois. And featured Ric Flair versus Ricky Steamboat for the WCW World Heavyweight Championship. This one is one of the better WCW events that I've seen. It's definitely a solid. I mean, let's see here. Firstly, a singles match. Jimmy B. Badd defeated Diamond Dallas Page with the Diamond Doll. That's all right. It was a pretty fun opener. Not the best, but it was definitely very entertaining for what it was. And then a singles match with WCW World Television Championship, where Steven Regal and Sir William fought Flying Brian Pillman to a timeout draw in an awesome match. Two thumbs up. This was solid from start to finish. This was very fun to watch. Definitely one of the better technically sound matches on the show. I thought it was very good overall. Then they had a Chicago Street Fight, which was amazing. The Nasty Boys, Brian Knobbs, and Jerry Sagat defeated Cactus Jack and Max Payne in an awesome match. This was totally insane. One of the best brawls I've seen from the 90s. Like, just total chaos from start to finish. Very, very good stuff here. Two thumbs way up. Then they had a singles match with WCW United States Heavyweight Championship. Stunning Steve Austin with Colonel Robert Parker defeated the Great Muta by disqualification. Match was kind of slow and plodding, like Japanese style, but ended up being pretty good in it in the last few minutes. That was overall pretty solid. Singles match with WCW United International World Heavyweight Championship. Sting defeated Ravishing Rick Rude to win the title. Pretty solid match overall. I thought it was pretty good. Usual from these two. I thought it was a very, very good match. Then they had a Bunkhouse match, which Bunkhouse Buck with Colonel Robert Parker defeated Dustin Rhodes in an awesome match. This was probably the greatest Bunkhouse Buck match ever. This was just fantastic. Two thumbs way up. Definitely enjoyed it. I thought it was one of the stiffest, most hard-hitting brawls I've ever seen in WCW. Good stuff. Singles match, Big Van Vader with Harley Race defeated The Boss. This is a great big man match. This is like way better than any reason being. This is like solid from start to finish. Just vicious heavyweight brawl. Awesome stuff. Then they had a singles match for WCW World Heavyweight Championship, which Nature Boy Ric Flair fought Ricky the Dragon Steamboat to a double pin. Thus, Flair retained the title. This match was fantastic. Two thumbs up. Set up a rematch, which Flair also won. This was just amazing from start to finish. Overall, this is one of the greatest, if not the best, one of the best WCW events ever produced. It's at least in the top three. Peace up, peace. Have a good one. Kim's podcast, Corn Center, myself, Sir William, Sweet Adon, our producers, the OGs. Peace, have a good one.